Welcome to HIT. This is Chris Ciccinelli. This is High Intensity Tactics for Growth. Thanks so much. It is a brand new year. It's 2020 and so excited that we are coming to the end of the month of January. We're 1 month down and I wonder what people are really doing. Do you think that they're really actually sticking to what they set out to do for 2020? Do you think people are actually following through with those workout routines that they said they were going to do? Are they following through with the diet plan that they maybe kicked off? You know, I always wonder because, you know, so many people are so aggressive about what they want to get accomplished, but I always wonder, you know, what have they really done? I know people that are listening to HIT though. I know what they're doing. I know that they're getting shit done because that's what we do here at HIT, right? We're making sure that we're wanting to grow a business. We're looking for tactics that say, how do we grow? How do we continue to keep outpacing what it was that we did last year? That's what we want to do. We want to get better each and every year, you know? So anyway, let me jump into a quick thing. This year was fantastic. I actually, getting into this year was fantastic. That's what I should say. December, I was able to take a vacation, which was fantastic. It was actually the first vacation that I was able to take where I didn't feel like I had an agenda. I didn't feel like I had a schedule. I didn't feel like I had to do all of these different things that I was having to do when I was down in Naples, Florida. This year was the first time that we actually went somewhere different for vacation. We actually went to the Bahamas, which was fantastic. We went down to the Albany Club. No, they did not sponsor this episode of HIT, but I'm going to still tell you we go down to the Albany Club, and it was fantastic, right? It's this like ultra-exclusive place. When you think about it, it's like, you know, you got Will Smith there. You got Michael Strahan was there. It's a bunch of different celebrities. I mean, Diplo. You got Florida Georgia Line that was down there recording stuff. It's kind of like this kind of who's who of different types of celebrities and different types of things. And this year was, you know, it was fun because not that it was fun because I saw them, but it was fun because it was just a really low key, not a lot of people. So I was able to catch up on some books. I was able to do some reading that I haven't done. I was able to get off social media. That was fantastic. But the other thing that I was able to do, which I was able to play some golf. Now, you're probably going, what does it mean to go play golf? What does that have to do with HIT, Chris? We're talking about high-intensity tactics here. Well, here's what it has to do with it. Now, just stay with me here for a second, and I'll put a nice bow on this because I think it's so important because I am a branding expert, I believe. And I really think because of that, I think about it because that's really where I started out. You know, everybody goes, did you start out the CEO? No, I started out as marketing and branding. That was really what I was brought in to do, right, at the company. And so it's something I love. It's something I'm passionate about. I'm passionate about look and what does your brand mean to people and how does your brand integrity. See, I believe you could build a brand over 5 years and ruin a brand in 5 minutes. You know, like it's just is what it is. So I got to go play golf and it was fantastic. It was so much fun. Jessica was like, you know, hey, make sure you're home for dinner because I just needed some time by myself, right? You know, you get to those points where you're like, I just need like 5 minutes. But I asked her, I said at 4:30, I said, hey, do you mind if I go play golf for, you know, a quick time? She goes, listen, we have dinner at 6:30 with the kids and I want to get them fed and I want to get them in bed. And, you know, like, can you make sure you're back in time? I said, absolutely, not a problem. So I go out, put my earbuds on. I go out and put my golf clubs in the back of my golf cart. I was super excited and I made it around 9 holes in like an hour and 30 minutes. It was awesome. It was like I was done like at 6. So you know what that meant? I had time for a cocktail. And so I did. I was able to get a cocktail, which was fantastic. So I ended up going into the men's locker room, sat down, ordered a little tequila. And next thing you know, one of my buddies was there that I had met a couple days earlier, you know, at this place, you know, his name was BT. And then BT goes, hey, Chris, how you doing? I'm saying, hey, BT, I'm doing great. You know, it was fantastic. He goes, so how'd you play? I said, well, you know, I rolled off the back of 5. I, you know, had a short, you know, I was short into the green on 7, but I played pretty good. It was really fun and it was nice to be able to play. It was a beautiful day. He goes, well, why don't you come over and have a drink with us? I said, okay, you know, that's fine. You know, he had 2 other people sitting at the table and he goes, hey, Chris, I want to introduce you to my first buddy. And this guy, his name is Lemon. And Lemon is the kind of the director of golf, you know, so he's in charge of all of the pros. He's in charge of the, you know, all the food and beverage there. He's in charge of the course, everything like that. I said, hey, Lemon, how are you doing? He goes, hey, Chris, how'd you like the course? I said, I loved it. It was fantastic. And, you know, he said, I can't wait to get out tomorrow. Hopefully I'll get a chance. And then the next person he introduces, like, out of my corner of eye, I kind of recognize this person, right? And I'm like, wow, like I know this person, but I'm like, I'm not quite sure that that's him. And next thing you know, my buddy goes, hey, I want to introduce you to my other friend, JT. Well, JT would be Justin Timberlake. Now, I know what you're saying. You're probably driving. Don't do what my wife did, which was have a big call, panic attack, right? Like when I told her I actually met them. But here's what happened. I'm sitting there and he goes, so what do you do? And I said, oh, well, it's funny you should ask. You know, I make people smile. He's like, what? You make people smile. I mean, well, what I really meant is, you know, I sell, you know, love for a living. He goes, what do you mean love? And then I finally got into exactly what it is. I went into my 30-second commercial, broke into it, said, hey, this is what exactly that we do here, Pure Romance. And it was kind of interesting. It was kind of crazy because, you know, here's this person that's asking what we do. And, you know, and not only that, but being able to kind of see this kind of worldwide celebrity, which I thought was, you know, awesome. And, you know, I didn't want to have like the kind of the man crush, but I was totally like, wow, this is the most interesting thing I think I've ever seen. That day, though, the reason I tell you this story is because that entire week, I watched this person go from the pool to different restaurants to, you know, if it was out to have a drink with his wife. And can you imagine? It got me thinking that we are told to do the right thing even when nobody else is watching. And that's exactly what I'm sitting here thinking about. What if our life was recorded like his? I mean, he's a worldwide superstar, but think about that. That's his brand. His brand is like how, you know, all these people feel about him, what he's doing, what his actions are, what pictures, what are his values, what are people's perceptions of him, what are the stories that people are going to come back and talk about, right? All of these things are his brand. And that's the craziest thing that I sit back and go, am I always doing the right thing all the time? Because what if I was him? What if everybody was following me around and making that decision about how did I talk to valet? How did I talk to somebody that I'm checking into a hotel? What about this? What about how I'm actually, you know, somebody that is a server bringing my food? How did I treat that person? You know, if Justin Timberlake threw his napkin when he was done on his plate, could that be interpreted as, hey, oh, he was mean, he was rude? Because guess what's going to happen? I mean, that's being recorded. TMZ is going to put that out there. What happened if he was like, you know, like threw, gave this ew face about his food, like, ew, that's just gross. Would it come out that restaurant's the worst thing, or was it just not really a good meal? Instead, he could have said, you know, what about this? How this is just undercooked, you know, or this isn't tasting right. Like everything that we do is something related to our brand. And a lot of people don't understand that. Somebody's always evaluating us. Somebody's always judging us. And that's the most important thing. People go, well, man, I'm not a superstar. No, you're a superstar in your own community, especially if you're a business owner. You don't know who's watching. You don't know who's making a judgment. I mean, you don't understand, like, if you're coming from the office and you're frustrated, or you feel like you've had a bad day, and you maybe get a little bit short with a server or a waitress, or maybe get short with, you know, as you're maybe somebody cuts you off on the highway, or maybe, you know, somebody, you know, does something that's incorrect and makes you upset. I mean, is those little things like that, those little triggers, you know, what happens if you get angry? What happens if you get mad? What happens if you show those frustrations and somebody would catch that? And then what they would do is they would share that on Facebook to all your clients, all your customers, all the people that you do business. Because guess what? They're doing that with JT when he's on TMZ, when he's on some news outlet. That made me think, what is our brand? What is your brand message that you want to send to people? Or how would people describe you as a brand? You know, that's an important thing. Like, look, I'm not going to say that I'm perfect. Hell, I've had my moments. I've had my snap moments, but I've had my moments where I've not been like the most, like, you know, nice person. I get it, you know, and that's okay. But what seeing him and going through that made me think is like, look, what if I thought about this? What if I thought every moment was being recorded, every moment was being videotaped, and people were like, why would you want to do that? And I'm like, because I want to do the right thing even when nobody else is watching. I mean, that's really true. Well, Chris, do you not want to be angry? No, I can be angry. It's just, how do I deal with that anger? I don't want to displace my own pissed off anger onto somebody else, right? That's not what I'm trying to do. That's the stuff that I think a lot of people have to kind of come to grips with, is that they are the brand. What is the message that they're doing? What is your brand message? Like, I want to be known for giving great information to help business owners grow. I want to be able to give people, you know, life lessons that I've done. I want to help them understand that, hey, look, I'm going to give you a pathway that I've done from building a company from $1 million to $250 million. Like, I'm not done everything right, but I want to be able to help people speed to market. I want to help them understand, hey, here's some things I didn't do well, and here's some things that spent, you know, 20 years figuring it out. That's my brand message to people. That's exactly what I want to be able to share with them. The other thing too is this, is that you have to understand what are your values? What are the values that you want people to understand too? Like, I thought about that. The values that I watch is that, you know, I want to be nice to people. I watched him, how he was, you know, saying hi. You'd walk up to some of the kids on the beach and, you know, throw a football with them. You know, I think the values, when you sit back and you look at that, it's something that like that, you know, it made me feel good about him. It made me feel like, hey, I'd go buy his album. I would go buy a concert ticket from him. I might not buy a t-shirt, you know, because I'm not going to wear a t-shirt with my buddies that says Justin Timberlake. That'd look really weird. But you know what? I would do that because of I felt like he had very good values the way he was able to interact. You know, and that's the stuff that I think all of us as business owners have to remember, because sometimes we don't think enough about our brand image. And sometimes people are like, well, you know what, I don't have to worry about that only when I'm wearing my Pure Romance gear, or only when I'm wearing my company logo gear. That's bullshit. Don't just do that when you're just, you know, wearing your company gear. I mean, that's such a cop out. Like, no, you should be doing the right thing all the time. And that was the big thing I took about from that. You know, the other thing too is kind of like when you start thinking about this, I was able to go, I talked a little bit about this in the last podcast, and we talked about going to the CES, but you know, one of the things that we talked about at CES is that customer experience, right? Like, what is the customer going to experience with your brand? You know, and I think one of the big things is, you know, storytelling. Look at what I'm doing right now. I'm telling you a story about my vacation that I had, and that I was able to meet this person. That experience of the golf course was amazing because of I was able to have such a great experience with being able to have some downtime, being able to unplug, being able to get off social media. And you know what? And I'm able to tell you those. I think too many people, you know, are not able to tell stories about what it is that they were experienced. What did they have fun with? What was it that they enjoyed? Branding and telling stories is one of the most important things. I think if you're going to be great at sales, I think if you're going to be great at building an organization or building an elevator pitch, you got to work on your storytelling. You have to, you know, and you have to be able to take something from it. Like, you know, I was able to take that moment of watching, you know, Justin Timberlake doing that. And the reason what I took from it was, hey, look, I was took from it that you have to do the right thing even when nobody else is watching. And that's the kind of message. And when I'm out in front of people talking to them, you know, they can understand the message through a story. And I just don't think enough people are articulating, you know, if it's products or if it's, you know, join the business. How many of you really articulated some awesome stories about some people that are winning inside of your organization? You know, people that are being able to control their own schedules of having flexibility. Have you mastered those stories that people are like, man, that's an experience that I want to deal with? Those are important, man. But one of the other things too, when you think about your brand and you think about like other components of it, is how is others going to view you on a day-to-day basis, right? Like when I look at now, you know, thinking about that event, I view him as a very good, solid person. I want to make sure that I'm doing business with solid people, right? Like, how do people view you? I mean, how do you view yourself? There's been moments in my business that I don't view myself very highly. I'm going to tell you that. I go through that, you know, like I go through that as like, oh man, maybe I don't know all the things I should know. Maybe I don't have all the answers. That sometimes comes out and I might be thinking in my head, but it showcases to all the people that are around me. I didn't know how much power that our minds had over our expressions to other people. And, you know, we have this fear that's inside of us. It does radiate to other people. And I think that's one of the big things that I had to figure out for myself is that, you know, how do I view myself first, which is I'm the brand, right? You know, people were like, well, no, Pure Romance is the brand. No, I'm the brand because ultimately I understand people don't buy products, people buy people. And I got to make sure what are my views of myself first. What are my ethics? What are my values? Why would people want to follow? Why would people want to buy the products I'm selling? Those are important things. And then you have to actually get clear on what your customers expect from you. What do you think people expect from Justin Timberlake? Like, they expect him to be, you know, this awesome, you know, person, nice, down to earth, wholesome, from Memphis, Tennessee, you know, all of those things, right? Like, you have to think of the same thing. What does your customers expect from you? They probably expect that you're going to be able to bring great knowledge. They probably expect that you're going to be able to bring great information when it comes to stuff about their relationship, when it comes to sexual health, when it comes to whatever you do out there. Because I know a lot of people aren't just pure women's consultants that listen to this, right? What is it that your customers, when they think about you, do you deliver? What is the expectations that they have of you? You know, and I don't think a lot of businesses think that their customers have these expectations other than getting their products and making sure somebody's taking care of them. I think that's bullshit. It's a whole thing. You know, I think about, you know, I've been dealing with a manufacturer out in California that does our coochie, Lauren, and he is, you know, I think about him a lot. You know, like, it's not just giving me the product. It's not just buying product, you know, and having him kind of work through stuff with me. It's all of the different ways he communicates. It's, you know, my expectations from him are, hey, look, I expect you to, you know, give me great service, great product, but I also expect you to help me stay on the cutting edge of product. What's going on with scents? What's going on with new chemicals? What's going on with the different things? Also, I expect you to understand the foundations and, you know, and charities that we back. Those are expectations, but you have to understand as a business owner, what do your clients have as expectations of you? Have you ever sat back and thought about that? What are you showing them? Remember this. Your number one job, all right? Your number one job is to protect your brand. Brand safety, man. Remember this. There's people like that have just ruined their brand in a matter of seconds. Like, I mean, think about, you know, you could go Paula Deen. You could go, you know, all these different people that are out there that have, you know, ruined their brand in a very, very short time. You got to protect this because it's not the product that is the brand. It's yourself that's the brand. I didn't understand that early on in my career. I think I started understanding that later and later and later because products don't sell, people sell. This is HIT, High Intensity Tactics for Growth. I appreciate everybody tuning in. And you know what? To leave you on, as I was late to dinner that night, because I didn't get back until 7 o'clock. And I remember sitting there after golf and my wife goes, who were you? Why were you a half an hour late for dinner? I'm like, honey, I'm so sorry. I apologize. And she goes, well, who were you with? And I said, I was with Lemon and my other friend, JT. And she goes, who's JT? I said, Justin Timberlake. She goes, what? Justin Timberlake? I said, yes. She goes, oh my God, tell me everything. What did he say? Don't leave out a word. Oh my God, did you smell him? I said, no, I did not smell Justin Timberlake. I thought I had to give you that little clip, but it was funny. It was crazy. And I didn't get in trouble for being late, which was even awesome. Thanks so much for tuning in to HIT, High Intensity Tactics. I appreciate it. Remember, live life by design, not by default. Have a great day, everyone.